G'day everyone, and welcome to episode 77 of the Teacher Emilio podcast. I am your host Emilio, and on today's episode I'll tell you a bit about why or what has happened to the podcast, and that has to do with this episode because, well, this episode will cover two main things, which is one, what you see around me, and the second one is going to be what has happened and why I haven't posted an episode, in case that some of you wondered if anything happened. The short answer is yes, something happened, which is something good, and I thought it would be really cool to make an episode about it. It has to do with being on exchange, being abroad, which is literally what I'm doing right now. Look at this. I am at the moment in countryside Japan, in the island of Hokkaido, and it's crazy. It's crazy because I had the chance to be in Japan twice on the same year, and I thought, damn, when I think about what is happening to me now, looking back when I was an international student, well, I mean, I still feel like an international student, I thought it would be cool because maybe some of my students may be interested in maybe coming to Japan, maybe going overseas, maybe doing a semester abroad, and they just don't know whether it is possible, if they can do it. So I thought it would be nice if I talk a little bit about this. Hopefully this gives you a bit of insights and you get something good out of this episode. The other cool thing will be that, well, you know, it is officially the first episode from the podcast that is on YouTube, because some of you, and taking everyone's advice, I was told, hey Emilio, you should go ahead and put the podcast on YouTube. That's gonna be pretty cool. This one is the first solo episode. I apologize in advance if there is any noise, but I mean, let's just, you know, enjoy the view and basically get the most out of this episode. So the short answer to this is that, when it comes to going abroad as an ex-international student, if you by any chance are in Australia, or maybe, I don't know, in the US, in the UK, in Canada, you may be thinking, okay, it would be amazing if I can go to another country. I remember, yeah, when I was younger, I wanted to go to Japan. I was trying to learn Japanese, but I thought there is no way I'm gonna go to Japan because life in Australia is already expensive. How am I gonna go to Japan? Then a friend of mine told me about an exchange program, and the first reaction, my first thought was, there is no way they're gonna take us. Why would anyone take us if, you know, we're not Australian, we're not local students? And this friend of mine said to me something very Latino, like, hey Emilio, but let's just try it. Let's just apply and see what happens. And I was very skeptical at the time, but still, I decided and said, okay, look, you know what, let's apply, let's see what happens. And to my surprise, then I remember telling my friend once, like, hey, I got this email, apparently we have a second meeting, I think these guys just want to get our hopes up, I don't know why they do this, I mean, obviously we're not getting accepted. And then my friend told me, like, hey Emilio, what email, what are you talking about? And that's when I realized, oh man, maybe I was accepted in the program. And I wasn't fully accepted at that time, but then, you know, long story short, I had the chance to go on exchange and it was unreal. And that really opened up my mind because I never thought it would be possible. And it is, or maybe it depends on your university. In my case, it was very, very easy. All I had to do was obviously to apply. All the fees that I had to pay to the, let's say, the Japanese university were just covered by my uni. So in terms of all this complexity of applying for visas and this and that, it was rather simple. Obviously, what I had to do was to get all my documentation from my university, apply for a student visa, and then that was all good. And then a part of me thought, wow, maybe again, like I said at the beginning of this episode, maybe some of you may think, oh, I would love to go anywhere. And you never think of this option because you are not Australian. And even though I'm not Australian yet, I can tell you that you can do these things, or these things are possible. In fact, I would argue that not many people apply to these programs, so you have a high chance of getting accepted. Another thing that really helped me was the way I presented myself. So I wrote a very long letter explaining why I wanted to be part of that program. So that's right, if you want to take your English to the next level, you can obviously get in touch. I think the details should be somewhere down in the episode notes or in the description, and I would be more than happy to help, and especially with anything related to IELTS, PTE, you name it. Then I thought, okay, that's amazing. But this time was again a very, very similar story. I simply received an email and basically postgraduate students had the chance to participate in this study tour in Japan. And a part of me thought, man, this is amazing. I eventually want to be a translator, so why not? Let me give it a try. Let me apply. Now it's a bit different because when I was a university student, obviously I had more time off. I think that's a good way to put it. And I wasn't working full time. So I said, yeah, let's just apply and go. Whereas this time it was more like, ooh, I don't know if the university where I work is gonna be like, yeah, Emilio, no worries, just go again. Because earlier this year, as you know, I had a bit of a long break. But you know, thanks God, Buddha, Allah, the stars, thanks for the universe, the karma, all the planets aligned and everything worked well and I managed to come again to Japan. Needless to say, it's been an incredible experience and whenever possible I would highly recommend anyone, if you have the chance, to consider applying and consider going overseas for maybe a few weeks. For example, this trip, what I'm doing now, it's basically about 2 weeks. But there are other courses. I just literally met some of the guys in my course and these people are doing about, well, some are thinking of doing a 6-month program, others are thinking of doing a full year. And I was like, mate, you have to go for 1 year. That's gonna be unreal. Sorry for the truck. And again, the same thing could be happening to you. If when I think about this out loud, lots of universities in Australia have got campuses in Malaysia, Vietnam, Indonesia, well, basically Southeast Asia. And lots of these countries, you know, are extremely nice. You've got great climate, the weather is amazing. Compared to Australia, like, the cost of living is not as expensive. So maybe taking a semester abroad could be an option. And before you come on and tell me, oh, teacher, but it's really expensive and da-da-da, how am I gonna do it? Look, I know it is expensive, but maybe an important disclaimer I have to say is that when I came to Japan for my first time, because that was 6 months, and in most of these countries you may not be able to work like you do work in Australia, well, what I basically had to do was to save for about a year. So literally ever since I knew that the program existed, I started saving so that I could go and be part of that program. And at least in that case, I don't know if it was because of me or the program itself, but it took a few months. Usually, I think you have at least 3 to 6 months before the program starts, which, you know, it's not a lot of time, but it could definitely help or be enough time for us to save some money and then go ahead and try that experience. And yeah, one cool thing about basically coming to Muroran, where I am right now, is that I just didn't check anything about this place. I mean, if you are part of the adventure crew, you would probably do the same. But even if you didn't, I mean, even if you checked the place, it's such a random spot in Japan that maybe if it wasn't because of study tour, I wouldn't be here. And I've learned so much about this place. For example, it is one of the most important towns when it comes to steel factories and production in the country. So again, maybe not somewhere that you would usually go on your first trip to Japan, but still a very cool city. You've got nature, some really nice places to go, the food is unreal. It's also very close to one of the most famous onsen towns in Japan called Noboribetsu. I would highly recommend coming to Hokkaido anyways, or coming to Muroran area. And it's great because, I mean, if it wasn't because of this trip, I wouldn't know anything about this place. And interestingly enough, that same thing happened to me when I was in China. I had the opportunity to do a study tour in China. Well, it was more like work placement, I should say. And I was in Wuhan. So this is before the whole COVID situation, which is a bit of a shame because Wuhan is an amazing city and I had a really, really good time. You should go to Wuhan if you go to China. And basically it's the same thing. I went to Wuhan without knowing anything and I absolutely loved it. Not only the people, everyone there was really friendly. The food is really, really delicious. And extra tip, if you like spicy food, you gotta go to Wuhan and you will not be disappointed. I had to say every single time that the food was just way... Sorry, that I had to order everything without being too spicy. And again, I think this is just one of the many things that you can get when you go on a study tour. You also get to meet some really cool people. I've been out in restaurants, izakayas, which is like a Japanese style of bar, with my classmates, and it's been extremely good. I can only think of all the positives. There may be a few negatives, maybe I'm being overly optimistic, but I just think that, I mean, you just never know what you're gonna get. I remember when I did the DISA study tour, we had basically a few meetings, and the meetings were rather serious, I should say, and I didn't get to talk to anyone. For me, that was okay. I love meeting new people, but maybe for someone who's a bit more, let's say, an introvert or someone who perhaps is a bit shy, that could be an issue because it's like going somewhere, new country, new culture, and you don't know anybody. Luckily enough, I talked to one of the guys and we were actually on the same plane. And yeah, like we ended up having a lot of things in common and it was just a really good start. And ever since then, it's just been meeting more classmates, meeting more people, then meeting the local students, and again, I can only think of the good things. And if there is anything bad, usually the good things are so good that the negatives, you just don't think about them. And at the end of the day, it's a fantastic experience. So I would highly recommend you give it a try. Plus, look at this. You've got beautiful nature. And maybe it will depend on what you pick. Like if you were to go to a place like Hokkaido, you're gonna get amazing nature around you. And it's also, we are quite lucky, to be honest, because we're not getting much snow, and probably if we come, I don't know, in like January or February, this would be all covered in snow. So we have been lucky in the sense that we're getting really, really nice Hokkaido views, we get to see the nature, and the same thing could happen to you in whichever city or country you pick. So go for it, and well, there is just way more than you may think that it is. It's not only the tour itself or the cultural experience or practicing the language or taking some time off your life in Australia. I mean, that's the other beauty, that you just don't know what you'll get. It is very unlikely. I think maybe, again, I'm being overly optimistic, but I think it is very unlikely that you get too many bad things. And usually it would be a matter also of, like, you know, how you react in certain situations. And whether it's good or bad, I think you will just grow as a person, which is something that, I mean, a bit of extra improvement is always good, right? Before we keep going, I have a message from today's sponsor, which is myself. So as you know, I've been helping many students pass exams like IELTS and PTE Academic. A few months ago, I started a Patreon page where I upload materials to help students prepare for these exams. So if you would like some extra practice, you can definitely check out the website. And there are also options to study in group lessons as well. So if you want to take your English to the next level, if you want to pass IELTS and PTE Academic, maybe if you want the help of a teacher, this will be a great option for you. So I highly recommend you check it out. And of course, if you've got any questions, just send me a message via Instagram, email me. I am here to help. And with that said, let's continue with the episode. And now that I'm on the topic of personal development, one really cool thing is that you will grow in different ways. You may be challenged or put into different situations. One thing that I had to mention before finishing this episode is that you may also get the chance to live with a family. For example, in this trip, the one right now in Hokkaido, I had the chance of having a mix of being with a host family and also being in a hotel. And the other option could be being in a university dormitory, if you maybe go to another uni, which is also pretty cool, because when you think about it, if you get to only be in a hotel, I think it's pretty cool, because most of the time, I would say that the hotels, I don't know if it is something because of the universities or if it is something because it is a group from abroad, but usually when people go to hotels in these types of trips, the hotels tend to be quite good, or you get really good cost benefit. I'm sure you know what I mean. And the other option could be, as I said, being with a host family, and it is just also a really nice experience. I've had a fantastic time with my host family, and a part of me is, you know, I feel that the university almost told them everything, well, not everything, but like they send a background check, because I have a lot of things in common with my host family, which made our experience even better. So I remember after walking into their place, a part of me thought, oh, I said like 2-3 comments, and we ended up having 2 out of those 3 things in common. And then a part of me thought, oh, look, we're gonna get along so well. And, you know, luckily, you know, touch wood, I can say that we did. The only bad No, I cannot think of anything bad. I think the only bad thing about this host family situation is that I got sick, so I was not well, and they were, you know, my host family took care of me for one day. And that's, again, another positive thing. I say it's bad just because, well, it was not nice, you know, and a part of me knew that they were really worried. And to make matters worse, it was their first time having a student from overseas. And imagine, it's the first time that you're hosting, that someone is coming to your country. Well, technically it's not my first time, but you know what I'm trying to say. And then that person gets sick. It's maybe extra stress. I don't know, they could think maybe something that they gave me, or, I mean, it could be many things. But other than that, I mean, we've had a fantastic time and the trip is coming to an end, but I thought before this trip finishes, I need to put this episode out there because who knows, maybe some of you may be interested in doing this. And before I forget, the other thing could be the option with the university's dormitory. I think that one is also pretty cool because with the university accommodation, you get to live close by other students. And I remember in my very, very first study abroad when I did it a few years ago in Japan, that was also really cool because my flatmate was from Mexico. I remember in hindsight being, oh, I wish I have someone from Japan. But I think it was really good because even that experience, that could be a whole nother podcast episode, but having someone from the same culture was also such a good way to regulate all the differences. Because obviously when you're overseas, I know that, for example, I like to be on the spot. I like sometimes to be pushed in terms of not understanding things, but I know that not everyone is like me. And I think looking back that having my flatmate from Mexico, who became a really good friend, was just amazing. That also indirectly pushed me to practice and study more Japanese because all my classes were in English. With most of my friends, I would speak in English. At home, or whenever we were in our room, I would speak to this guy in Spanish. So it's like, okay, when am I gonna practice Japanese? So indirectly looking back, that was a really good push. Something that also happened a bit on this trip, but well, this time is different because now I'm trying to like polish and improve my Japanese a bit more. But it could be something that apply to some of you who are thinking of going abroad, practicing another language, and maybe, you know, getting that exposure, getting to meet new people. So at the end of the day, I feel that regardless of the option, or regardless of how things work out, it would be really good. And again, whatever is good, that's amazing, and whatever is not so good, it will be a learning experience. Talking about experiences, probably one of the last bits I have to also mention is that, and this is something that happened with my host family, is that we got a chance to do a bit of sightseeing, not as much as I wanted to, but again, as I just told you, I wasn't well, so fair enough, but we had the chance to go to the second city nearby, or like the closest city nearby. So imagine for those of you in Melbourne, something like Melbourne Geelong, or what is it, or like Gold Coast to Brisbane type of distance. And then we visited a museum, and maybe for some of you it may not be as interesting, but hey, it was about Aboriginal culture in Japan, which is not that easy to find. And it, plus on top of that, it was quite a new museum. It was quite recent, I should say, because I think, look, it was built in the middle of the pandemic. So again, beautiful nature, going to another place, learning a little bit more about the culture. So all of that is just, if you ask me, only ticks plus signs. It's like good experiences that will make this trip just all in all an amazing memory. And this is why, of course, I have to say to all of you watching, listening, that if you have the chance and if you're thinking about going to a country, go for it. Work your way through doing this, because it will be, I think it will be something, it may sound very cheesy or it will be a cliche, but it could change your life. You just never know. And I would also say that something that could also help you, because this is what I did, if you're in a position where you may be listening to me and you go, look, Emilio, that's impossible. At the time, as I said earlier, when I had the chance to come to these ones, most of my biggest constraint was money. And a part of me thought, okay, I think I'm not gonna make it, but what I did back then would be to just grab an empty page of a diary, of a notebook, and basically work out a savings plan or work out a way to, you know, make sure that I could make it. As an international student, if you want some tips, it could be, for example, saving a bit extra when you are on holidays, or it could be working a bit more. It could even be selling a few things. Who knows? Maybe you have something that you're not using, that which is, you know, which could have some value, and then you could sell it, go for that trip, and then go back again and get it in the future. I don't know. But it will be just really good. So again, if you think that at the moment it is impossible for you, obviously, you know, take this with a pinch of salt, because everyone is different. But all I'm trying to say is that when I felt like that was impossible for me, just having a blank piece of paper really helped me find or sort of draft a possible pathway. And like I said earlier, make sure you polish and work on your writing skills, and also practice on selling yourself. Why do you want to do it? And hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, touch wood, that would be more than enough for you to go on that experience abroad. And who knows, it could, like I said, it could change your life in so many ways, but I'll leave that for another episode. But just to give you a hint, just on this trip, we were told that some people met the love of their life, and who knows, it could mean maybe the new career, it could mean studying again, it could also mean new work opportunities. Actually, one of the guys that was with me in the first trip in Japan, he managed to, don't ask me how, but he managed to open a shop. That's all I know. I think it is a cafe. So you just never know. For those that went with me to China, it's hard to tell you, or like to say a good success story like that. But I think, like, if you just get to go to that place that you are interested in going, and you get to experience that, it'll just be such a good story. And fingers crossed that you can do it. I feel like now with most unis in Australia, I don't know if it is the pandemic or if it is, I don't really know what it is. It's hard to put it into words, but I get a feeling that compared to how it used to be before, let's say from, I don't know, 2010 to 2015, a part of me feels like it is becoming more common, going abroad, doing this type of programs overseas, doing semesters on exchange. That would be unreal. I would love to, I mean, looking back, I couldn't do it, but like I said, that is a whole new podcast episode. But for some of you in Melbourne or in some parts of Australia, I would highly, highly recommend that, because you could be having one semester abroad in another country where the cost of living is cheaper. It's just so unreal when I just think about that. Or who knows, you could organize something and do the semester exchange, as I said, or even with the same uni.
The other thing is that sometimes when you go on exchange to a country, you get to see different things. You get to experience the country in different ways. And right now, for example, I am in what would be considered countryside Japan. Well, not even that. It is countryside Japan. It is a city with about 70,000 people, but it is incredible. And it's got a very interesting history. It is in Hokkaido, which is the coldest part of Japan. And again, I've been learning a lot. I just think it's a really, really cool experience. And probably most people that come to Japan wouldn't come to this place ever. So I think that makes it extra interesting. I know it can be tricky. I know life can get complicated, especially now. Like I said, maybe some of you may be listening thinking, I don't know if that applies to me, teacher. And it is true. It may not apply to you now, but you never know. Because I started doing this master's program, but a year ago I didn't think of doing this. And now look at me filming this video and telling you about how good of an experience I'm having here in Japan. So maybe in the future you may do another course, and then there may be that opportunity. So if that happens to you, like it happened to me, that you get an email saying, hey, you've got this study program, I think that you should highly, highly check it up. And also look, since now this is gonna be on YouTube, let me know in the comments what you think about all this. Have you been on exchange? Would you like to go on exchange? And well, most importantly, I hope that you enjoyed this episode, this, let's say, different way of taking the podcast or delivering the podcast for you. And needless to say, for all of you that have been listening, thank you so much for your support. More interviews will come, but right now, as I think I mentioned it already, I'm laser focused on passing the IELTS and PTE in Japanese. My exam is in about 3 weeks, and you know those good nerves when you're like a little bit nervous, a little bit, not anxious, but it's like good nerves. And I'm just going laser focused on that, so please bear with me. And I'll be back in Australia in about 10 days. And then after that, a bit more extra study. But I should probably see you soon. And the next interview will probably be like this. So I hope that you liked it. Let me know what you think. And I hope you got something good out of this episode. Episode 77. And I'll see you on the next one. Take care and bye for now.